How would you assess how Deshaun has come along in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think yesterday he played pretty good. You know, I think he made some real good throws. He was working to check the protections, you know, to the right guys and kind of making the calls. He gave us a chance late, you know. I mean, I wish we would have converted a few more in the red zone as an offense, but, you know, go down one touchdown, you know, with a chance to get the ball back, you know, it's kind of what we could ask in the second half there. And he did a good job, and he's growing, and he's trying to improve, you know, and I think there's going to be bumps. You know, I don't think he played as good as he wanted to against Jacksonville, but I think he bounced back, and that's something you want to see out of a young quarterback, you know, the bounce back game.
Were you in there when Christian gave his kind of passion speech after the game?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you take away from that message?
I think he just expressed what everybody on the team's kind of feeling. You know, it's been crappy right now. You know, this sucks, but we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop fighting. We're, you know, going to do everything possible each week to work to be the best team that we can be and try and get a win. And I think it just, you know, especially after the games, the emotions are running high and you're looking for something to grab onto and kind of fight for. And he just kind of let it out yesterday. And that's how we all felt. But he kind of told the whole group how he felt. And it's something that we've been fighting for. I think that's what Coach Jackson does best is keeps us motivated. You know, I mean, a lot of teams could have tapped out, but we're going to fight and we're going to play as hard as we can. And I think you can see that at least in our play. You know, if we're down by a touchdown, two touchdowns, we're always out there fighting.
Is it as tough as last year, or is it different this year?
Well, I'm playing this year. You know, I was kind of hurt last year.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit different. I was watching the games on Sunday. But I think it's similar in the sense that we're, you know, fighting to scratch for that win. But I do think we have better players here. And I think, you know, I think we're more competitive in some of these games than we were in the past.
Does that make it frustrating, though, that you do think you're a more talented team, but you don't have the win to show for it?
I think so. And I think, you know, anytime it's year two of a rebuild, you want to see – you know, you might see growth as a player or players are growing and playing better, but if you don't see it on the win-loss record, a lot of people outside the building see it as, oh, they're the same old Browns, you know, and we're growing, and obviously we want to win, you know, and we wanted to win more games than we have so far this year, but I've seen growth in certain areas that I think is really big for the future.
Do you feel like you guys are close enough that a guy like that Josh Gordon stepping back in could be the catalyst that you need to just get over that hump and win a game?
I mean, it's tough, but anytime you bring a player back of Josh's talent, you know, I think it's going to bring a spark to the offense. And he's also been out of football for a while, you know, so no matter how good of shape he's in, I think the expectations have to be tempered a little bit. But I think there's going to be, you know, a jolt in practice, exciting, and, you know, I don't know what the game plan is for him yet or anything like that, but he was an all-pro. He was one of the best receivers in the game when he had a full season or, you know, 12 games the last time he played. And we're looking forward to bringing that spark. And I think that helps the protections. That helps the run game. That helps the quarterback. And, you know, maybe the offense being lifted up will help the defense a little bit too. So it could be a big week for him.
You're one of the few guys that was here the last time he came back. You only played those five games. But, I mean, do you take any lessons from that or –
yeah.
Anything that relates from, I think it was 2014 or now?
Yeah, I think the first game back was Atlanta that year.
Yeah.
And we threw him the ball like 12 times, 15 yeah. times or something like that. We won that game, so that was a big thing. But, you know, I think he's a ball player. You know, he's going to come out and he's ready to play football and he's ready to play. I think he's in a good spot, you know, and I'm just happy that he's able to, you know, play the game that he loves, and he's in a good spot personally, and I think anything else on the field is a bonus for him, actually.
Hey, Joel, not counting the Jacksonville game, the run game seems to have really gotten better recently. Why do you think that is?
I think it's continuity. I think we're sticking with it a little bit more. But, you know, I think me, JC, Kevin have all kind of had a chance to gel now, and Coach Jackson's trusting us a little bit more with running the ball, and Crow and Duke are running the ball well. And then I think it also helps with Kaiser, who's a little bit mobile. So you can run some read options with him. He can, you know, pull it down and run for, I don't know what he had yesterday, maybe 30 yards or something mm-hmm. like that. And so all those little things kind of help. And the passing game is picking up as well. So, you know, having them maybe not have eight or nine guys in the box is opening it up for us as well.